We just watched it. But would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip on 98.5 KRZ.
Okay, so Justin, do you remember the clothing brand American Apparel?
Of course.
Yes, they were huge in like 2008-ish. So there's this great series on Netflix that's called Trainwreck, and it basically details things that started great and ended awful. And so,
oh boy.
For once, I'm going to review something that doesn't have to do with comedy or murder. My two loves. This is actually about the brand American Apparel. So this documentary, Trainwreck, The Cult of American Apparel. They were sort of like a lot of bright colored tees, bright solids, and the ads were basically like softcore porn. Like when they opened the store, they were like, we're open. And it was a lady's legs open. And the ad was basically like in her crotchal area. So the company was hugely successful. But the owner, this guy, was a wackadoo. And I didn't realize he abused the employees. He berated them. He had a harem of girls living in his house like a Playboy mansion.
What?
Yeah. Treated his employees like it was a cult. He controlled them, brainwashed them. And he hired a lot of young people where he was like casting them. They weren't qualified. They didn't have any experience. He was just casting them based on their looks. So it was easier for him to control them because they knew they didn't have experience. And he was just hiring them because of their looks, if that makes sense. So they were all very pretty people. But he was just kind of like doing the Vulcan mind meld over all these basically kids. They were like 18, 19 years old. And it all started crumbling when one girl came forward and had some sexual harassment stuff against him. And then a bunch of other employees came forward and said the exact same thing. He's harassing me. He's walking around naked in the office, which FYI, you can't do. That's a huge no-no. When they wanted raises, he would give them raises, but he would make them sign NDA agreements. Like, you can't say anything bad about me. You can't say anything bad about the company. They would sign these papers. And again, they're 18, 19 years old, so they didn't know any better. I didn't realize that it was that type of environment, but this is why you don't see American Apparel stuff anymore. Maybe you do at Salvation Army.
Oh, my.
But the stores all closed down. It crumbled. I thought they just went out of style. I didn't realize that the whole company tanked because he was a wacko. It is so juicy and worth a watch. Again, it's on Netflix. It's called Trainwreck, The Cult of American Apparel.
I'm not big into those types of shows. Like, that's not like my thing. But that's nuts. That sounds like what I thought Abercrombie and Fitch was. Like, mm-hmm. They always had the hottest, like, people working at the stores.
And you wonder, yeah, how did they get those jobs? And he basically said, I just cast people because of how pretty they were. And you're like, okay.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to cast. You're not supposed to hire somebody based on what they look like. That's literally the definition.
Anytime you see one of these fashion documentaries, it's worth a watch. Like the one that is about the Victoria's Secret guy. He was a monster. And again, can't walk around your employees naked. If you take anything away from that review, take that.
All right, I'll put my clothes back on. That's
we
all
wish
you had
you
to
would.
Say.
People are talking.
98.5 KRZ.